I've been having to rethink a word, the word obedience. Those who were here this weekend know that Bishop Vasquez has reassigned me beginning July 1st to Sacred Heart Parish in Austin. So I've been rethinking the word obedience. And these readings are going to help us to explore what obedience really means. In American culture, obedience means you give up something. You give up freedom, like being handcuffed or jailed or chained or becoming a slave or losing all ability to decide for yourself. That's what it comes to us many times in the. That's what comes to us many times in our American culture. But that's not what the church means by obedience. We're going to have Mass here now. We have been doing the way the church did from that first Easter Sunday. We've been breaking open the word, and then we're going to consecrate his body and blood. And the important thing that I have to do is to do it exactly the way I received it. I can't come up with some new inspiration. Paul said when he was speaking to the Corinthians and he was reminding them about the Mass, almost all of 1 Corinthians is about the Mass. If you go back and just tell yourself before you start reading that book, it's about the Mass, and then you read the book, you're going to see the book in an entirely different way. I handed on to you what I myself received from the Lord, that on the night before he was betrayed, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it. That was written just a little bit after our letter today. He probably wrote it from Rome, and the letter was to say, don't start messing around with it. Be authentic. And the way the church understands obedience is probably a lot closer to the concept of authentic than to being a slave. I am a slave to tradition. And you, church, have a right to expect that I will not represent to you anything other than what I received that was passed down to me as authentic. I cherish my obedience in the church. I study continuously. I pray, I reflect that what I represent to my church is authentically what was given to me, not to make it up on the fly. That doesn't mean to give up my imagination. That just means to make sure that you get the authentic message. Paul worked hard at this concept. So here in this reading, this is at the end of his third missionary trip. He's left the Greek peninsula. He's back over in what we would call Turkey today. Miletus is a large Greek-Roman city on the southwest corner of what we would call Turkey. He's on his way to Jerusalem. The Spirit has been telling him he has to go back to Jerusalem. Now, over this time period, there has been a church flourishing, particularly in the large cities that he had been visiting early on, Ephesus. Ephesus is the largest city in the world after Rome at this point in time. And he's on the western side of Ephesus, going to the other side. He has to pass Ephesus to get to Jerusalem, but he feels like he has to get to Jerusalem. But he can't bypass the church of Ephesus. But he knows if he goes to Ephesus, he spent a year or more there. They're not going to let him go. So what does he do? He requests all the priests of the church, all the presbyters of the church from Ephesus to go and take a trip from Ephesus west to Miletus. And there he gives them this instruction. And he reminds them of all the things that he went through, what he suffered, what he sacrificed, to be able to give them what they have. He's using his own life as an example. He's exhorting them. He's building them up to be good priests, to be authentic. And he says that his intention is to, when he gets back on a boat, is to sail right past Ephesus back to Jerusalem. That's his plan. In the gospel, Jesus is talking to the Father about the authenticity that he has left his church. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glory you, just as you gave him authority over all the people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. I don't have a right to play with your eternal life. The only message that I should be sharing with you is for your good, for your forgiveness of sins, and for your eternal life. That's the job. That's the authenticity. That is the obedience that I have. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. That's the message. You heard me preach recently, it's not enough to walk around and feel good about saying, I believe in God. You got to challenge yourself to see whether or not you can say, I believe in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is God. And we see this gospel message played out throughout our entire missionary and church history. Even I was saying what the gospel of Our Lady of Guadalupe, remember my words, it is the gospel of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She is preaching the gospel, introducing to them Jesus Christ, her Son. That's her message. You have to get into the symbols to understand what it means, how it's done. It's done in their language. The way Paul would go into a town and learn their language and speak to them in their customs. But the message was always authentic because he was always obedient to our Lord.